Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song, and I pray that after the music stops that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes, Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom, God of peace. God of peace, and Father, I worship you. I worship you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me out there. I'm worthy listener. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. Yes, you have tuned into Iron Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. One of the top 10 hottest radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, and I just want to start off saying that the Lord is El Shaddai. He is our banner. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know today that this is the Lord doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say no. on today, say, I want to obtain it, hallelujah. And if you know that you know that you know that God got a blessing with your name on it, I'm not talking about just half of your name. I'm talking about your first, your middle, and your last name. Say that it is mine and ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm excited on today about what God is going to do, or I am watching show on today. I just want to thank God for all of you who are in the switchboard, all of you are on Skype, all of you in the chat room, all of you in the text room and listen from your computer. I thank God for you and you, because without you, I'm Royalty Radio Show would not even be existing. And I thank God for you, the listeners and the audience who's listening on today. Hallelujah. We having a power-packed show on today. Yes, a power-packed show on today. I have an awesome woman of God who's my sister in the Lord that's going to be my guest. But before we get her on here, I just want to give you just a little encouragement of the word of the Lord has given me, and then I'm going to introduce her to some and present her to others. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles on today, I want you to go to 1 Kings 3, verse 6 to 15. And if you don't have it, don't worry about it. You can listen to this show later, and you can write down a scripture at a later time, or you can write it down. And the word of the Lord says, Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this, and not a long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for death of your enemies, but for discernment and administrating justice, I will do what you ask. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you." I hope somebody getting this verse. "There will never be anyone like you, nor there ever will be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you have not equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me, O God, and keep my decrees and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life." Then Solomon awoke, and he realized it was a dream. May God have a blessing to the reading and a hearing for doing the word for the edification of our souls. I'm going to go back and give you the key verse. And the key verse is verse 12, when he says, "There will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever will be." Hallelujah. And today's topic for today is called, "You Can Have Whatever You Like." Hallelujah. I don't think y'all don't hear me on today, but I'm going to say that again. You can have whatever you like on today. Actually, I call today trusting in the Lord to let you know that you can have whatever you like Thursday. Let me say that again. Trusting in the Lord so you can have whatever you like Thursday. Ha! Woo! Hey, God! Trusting in the Lord so you can have whatever you like Thursday. Hallelujah. I just want somebody to know out there on today they got crazy blind faith like David, knowing that if a giant come your way, you got five stones, you're going to knock them down. Then know that today you can have whatever you like. Knowing that today whatever comes your way, you get victory. Knowing that today whatever God say you can have, it is so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that today you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go briefly through this and then about this story about Solomon and the Lord and him asking God about discerning hearts. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that that is what God is saying to us on today. He gave me, oh, my God, when he gave me this on today, I was like too blown back, because everybody say I have too much confidence But I mean, when today, when God gave me this about letting me know that I can have whatever I like, it kind of increased my confidence in God, because all my confidence in who I am, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, but the confidence that I attain is the confidence that God gives me. It's the confidence of the God in me and the ability that God has given me for his people. And when I read this song today and God let me know the title is called You Can Have Whatever You Like, I begin to jump up on my desk. I begin to jump around and say, Lord, thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give your name glory, because I can have whatever I like. He said yes. All you got to do is ask, and I'll give you the nations as your heritage and the inheritance of your possessions if you just ask me. The reason why a lot of us don't have some things, because we don't have confidence in God like Solomon did, to just simply ask him so we can have whatever we like. Hallelujah. Don't you know kings and queens with riches? Don't you know that Solomon asked it to God in a dream, and he obtained what he asked for, and God was pleased with him, and then he obtained even what he did ask for? Who am I talking to on today? Somebody out there listening right now in the sound of my voice has been asking God for something for a long time, but I'm here to let you know on today, as a servant of the Lord, today is the last day that you ask God for that again, because after granted, you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Hey, are your boss. You can have whatever you like. You need to jump up for joy and say, thank you, Lord. You need to praise him now. You need to embrace the power of God over your life now, because you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Verse 12, key verse, says that he told Solomon, there never have been anyone like you, nor there ever will be. Somebody should get excited about that. I tell all my sisters and brothers in the Lord, and even my family members, I let them know, I say, I don't care what nobody else can do, there's only one you, baby. There's only one you that got your DNA, your voice patterns, and your fingerprints. I don't care how nobody else do it. God needs you to do this assignment. God needs you to do this performance. God needs you to walk in this excellence, because nobody can do it like you. I want to let you know, I found today, there's only one you, and there will never be another you. It'll never be another Tashana Wiley, because there's only one me. And anybody else out there listening on today, there'll never be another you, because God has chosen you, elected you, destined for you to walk in greatness, and that you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh, whoa, God. You can have whatever you like. There ain't nothing else the devil can do about it. He can't stop you, because your time is now. He can't get up in your way, because your time is now. Failure is not no longer an option. Defeat is past tense, but you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Now, hey, God, how you're the most. You can have whatever you like. Not said, not done. There's only one you. You're the only one that can preach the gospel that God called you to do. You're the only one that can sing that song that God had given it to you. You're the only one that can praise the mountains down. You're the one that's been called by God to be an atmosphere changer and to change the atmosphere. God has called you to be that way. There'll never be another you or anyone like you, because you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Hey, there'll never, ever be another masterpiece quite like you. And if any one of y'all around a mirror or something, look at yourself and say, I'm blessed by the blessed, and I am chosen to have whatever I like. Hallelujah. And if you ain't about around no mirror, just say, I'm blessed by the blessed, and I have been chosen, to have whatever I like. Hallelujah. Now, I've been opening up these phone lines because I can go on and on with this. But I'm going to introduce to some, hallelujah, and present to others this awesome, powerful woman of God on today. She is, oh, God. I mean, I can't even explain about this awesome, powerful woman of God. She's a dynamic woman of God, and she's going to be on here today talking to you about some great things that's going to take place on today. And Ben Harbor, Michigan. I'm going to let her tell you that, but she's been on I Am Royalty show many a time, and you all out there listening have loved her and wanted her to come back. Well, now she's back on today. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others Evangelist Jeannie Nevels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless everybody. God bless you, Pastor Shauna, for having me on today.
Yeah.
Glory to God. God is such an awesome God, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. He's such an awesome God. And I'm going to say praise the Lord to all of the listeners. This weekend, glory to God. I'm so excited. I'm so, and you know why? Because we have I'm hosting a Walking in Greatness, excuse me, prophetic conference. I said talk a little fast. And the enemy was fighting, I'm telling you. And so it's really God ordained for this conference to be going forth this weekend. I'm telling you, because I plan to cancel it many, many of times, but I'm telling you guys going to really have his way. The theme is Walking in Greatness. It's Walking in Greatness, a prophetic conference. And I'm telling you, tonight starts at 7 p.m., tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and it concludes Saturday at 4 p.m. If you are in the area, I'm telling you, this in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I say, and I know that the Lord is going to have his way. God has spoken to me concerning this conference. And like I said, the enemy is fighting. We know whenever the enemy is messing like that, there's always a blessing. So I know this is God ordained. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord is going to be there. He is going to have his way during this conference. I'm telling you, do not want to miss it. It's at 1921 East Empire. Greater Liberty, Temple of Deliverance. You do not want to miss this conference. Come out, come out, come out. This conference is to inspire, is to equip and motivate in this God-ordained journey of walking in greatness, walking in greatness. And I have a scripture for you tonight, and it's Psalm 27, and this is verse 5 and 6. It simply says that for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. And I'm basing this conference off of this word. For in the time of trouble, glory, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And so this conference is for the people of God that's been through hell. I'm telling you, because I've been through some stuff. If you've been through hell, this conference is for you, and you're still standing. Glory to God. You still have a word in your mouth. You still have a prayer. You still have a praise in your mouth. This conference is for you. Because now God is getting ready to raise you up in this hour. This is your time. This is your season. When people counted you out, God said you were in. God counted you in. I'm telling you, this is going to be an awesome conference. If you're in the Benton Harbor area or the cities around Kalamazoo, South Bend, I would advise you make it to this conference. It's going to be an awesome move of God. The glory of the Lord is going to invade the place. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you today. Glory to God. You've been going through some stuff. We all have been going through some things where the enemy has been showing his ugly head. But the word of the Lord says that when the enemy will come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up the standard against him. So now God is waving up the standard against him. And now we're getting ready. Oh, God. And now we're getting ready to see the hand of God like never before. Hallelujah. So I just encourage you, make it out if you can make it out. It's going to be an awesome move. I need this move of God. Hallelujah. I've been through some stuff all this year. Glory to God. I need this move on tonight. I know the Lord is going to show up and show out. Hallelujah. If you are around, I'm telling you, make it out. Make it out. You don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this. I'll be encouraged in this season. Hallelujah. God is on our side. No matter what has happened, no matter what you have done, no matter, oh God, no matter what the situation look like, be encouraged. God is on your side. The word of the Lord says that many are called, but few are chosen. I'm telling you, oh God, whatever it is, what about Shia that you're going through, I'm telling you, it's the blessing in. It's not the falling down, but the blessing is in the getting up. Oh, Jesus, your promise is in the getting up. Your purpose is in the getting up. I'm telling you, out of a testimony, I'm telling you, in your destiny, I can tell you that your destiny is in your getting up. Life Ministries. You don't want to miss this conference. Come out and be blessed. I promise you, I guarantee you, it's going to be a life-changing move, and you're going to be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
God.
Yes, God.
I'm
glory, hallelujah.
Out
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
I don't know about nobody else who's listening out there, whatever way you're listening to this radio show, but I feel God. I feel the glory of God on this airway on today. And if you are in the area, if you just want to take a weekend trip, come on down to 1921 East Empire, 1500 Michigan, 49022, where the senior pastor found the Apostle Michael Robinson. Come on now, because happy honor to see him many times before on this show, and you love him.
Thank
come
you, Jesus.
On now to this conference, walking in greatness. Hallelujah.
My
y'all
God.
Know I'm all truly excited about walking in greatness, because y'all know I say that every night to y'all. So y'all know that I am truly excited about walking in greatness conference. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dean, I want to ask you a question while we're on the air. What can you say to someone out there who's listening, male or female, and they heard the topic for today, that they can trust in the Lord, that they can have whatever they like? And that, you know, what the Lord said unto Solomon in 1 Kings 3, that, you know, there never ever will be anyone like you or never everyone like you again. What can you say to somebody out there who's listening and their self-esteem is kind of up and down, they don't believe the call of God in their life, and they kind of question it? What would you say to him or her is out there listening on today?
I would say that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. There, I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what you're facing. I just said it a few minutes ago. I don't care what it is, that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. The scripture said that the earth is the Lord's. Oh, my God. And the fullness thereof, the world, and that the world. I'm telling you, he has founded it upon the season, established it upon the flood. So I'm telling you, there is nothing, nothing at all. I don't care what it looks like. My God. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it is that's going on in your life. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Many are called, but few are chosen. There's a reason why you're still standing. There's a reason why you're still here. Because some of us would have been a lost out man a long time ago. There's some things that has happened that the enemy thought he had got the best of us. So I'm telling you, there's nothing too hard for him. When you trust him, glory to God, when you trust him, I'm telling you, he'll prove himself faithful. He will prove himself faithful when you trust him. He will prove himself faithful. God is such an awesome God. When you trust him, he will prove himself faithful, just like he did Solomon. Glory to God. We asked for one thing, and what did he get? Hallelujah. And so God is faithful. He is faithful of his word. He's faithful of his promise. So I would just encourage you to stand on the word of God, and there's nothing that is too hard for him. The Bible says that the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands, and he turned it, my God, whatever way he will. There is nothing at all that is too hard for him. There's nothing that he will not do for them that love him. There's nothing that he won't do for them. The word of the Lord says nothing that he will not do for them that love him. Hallelujah. Glory. When you trust him, I'm telling you, he'll do it for you. When you trust him, he will do it. This body has admonished you, and that's what the Lord has been speaking to me, even concerning this conference. Just trust me. Just trust me. We say it with our mouths, but do we really believe? Do we really believe it? Do we really trust God? Do we really believe what we're saying? So I just admonish you to trust God no matter what it is, no matter what it is. When you fall down, get up. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, you keep on pushing. No matter what it feels like, you keep on pressing. And know that if God is there for you, then who can be again? There's nothing that the enemy can do. I'm telling you, he has got your back. He's got your back. Hallelujah. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong. Glory to God, but him that endureth until the end. So I'm telling you, trust God. Hold on. Hold on to his unchanging hand, because he'll never fail. He will never fail. And I've been quoting this scripture, God, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Trust him. And watch it. Watch him do it for you. It seemed like this conference and things that was going on in my life was impossible. God, how long, God, do you want to bring me out of this? What is this, God? But I still trust him. I still had a word in my mouth. I still praise on my lips. I trust God. I trust him. Hallelujah. So I would just admonish you once again to just trust God. Believe his word. Stand on his word. But he won't return and say, boy, I promise you. And every time, he will prove himself faithful to you when you trust him. When you believe that he'll do it. When you believe that he will do it. The word of the Lord says there's no good thing when he will go from uniform. Trust him. I'm telling you. Try it. Just try it. Hallelujah. Try it. Glory to God. Try it. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Go on, many of y'all are going through some things. Hallelujah. Whether it looks hard, it looks difficult. Oh, my God. It seems like, oh, my God. It seems like there's no way. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell a living testimony that he'll make a way out of the way. Oh, and everything that's broke, he'll fix it. I'm telling you. He will fix it. He'll walk it out. I'll just trust him. Trust him. Try trusting him. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you. Glory to God. Oh, God, he'll do it. You need healing in your body. He'll do it for you. The Bible says that he's Jehovah Rapha. Glory to God. I begin to pray my prayer time today. I begin to call him El Shaddai. Thank you because you're El Shaddai. He begin to drop that in my spirit. He's God Almighty. That's the Ashaya. Oh, Jesus, there's nothing that is too hard for him. He's going to do it. Glory to God. There's nothing that is too hard for him. Hallelujah. It might look like it's hard. Hallelujah. In your eyesight. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, nothing too hard for him. There's nothing, glory to God. Your proof itself to be Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Prove himself, glory to God. Your proof itself to be Jehovah Rapha to you. I'm telling you, the Lord God that heals. Glory, he'll prove himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll prove himself to be Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord God of your life. He'll prove himself. Hallelujah. To be the Lord God of your father, Jehovah Rapha. I'm telling you, he'll do it. Glory to God. He will do it. There is nothing that is harsh. There's nothing that is too hard for him. So hold your head up on what scripture says. So lift up your head. Help your little voice. Oh, ye gates, even be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting, oh, my Shia. Ye everlasting, those in the King of glory. He shall come in our death and trust him today. Hi, your little voice, Shia. Hi, I dare you to trust him today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's greatness for you. There's purpose for you. There's destiny for you. And now is the time. I'll tell you, now is the time to get it. If there ever been a time, now is the time to go. Whatever dream you have, whatever vision you have, I'm step out on faith. I'm telling you, step out on faith. Glory to God.
Yes.
And watch it back you up all the way on it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
yes.
to God. Thank you, Jesus. My. Glory, glory, glory. Scripture said, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. Hallelujah. I beg you to trust him today. Glory to God. Say, I dare you to take him at his word today. Hallelujah. Because he's a God that never fails. When it looked like it's impossible for me. Hallelujah. He came in every time. Hallelujah. That made me even trust him the more. Every time he showed up and showed out. And that's what he's doing in this season. He's getting ready to show up. Glory to God. I promise you, he's getting ready to show up. Hallelujah. Things that look impossible. He said, you just trust me. I'll do it for you. I'll show you there's nothing that is too hard for me. I'll show you that there's nothing that's impossible for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever loved one you've been praying for, glory to God. Whatever it is, whoever's seeking you, I don't know what it is. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, whatever it is, God is saying, if you just trust me, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll tell you, your ladder shall be greater. I'm telling you. I want to encourage somebody out there to tell you, I don't care what you're facing today. I'm a living test. Your ladder, it shall be greater. I promise you, your ladder shall be greater when we trust him. If you fail, get back up. Hallelujah. When we trust him, hallelujah, he'll prove himself. Hallelujah to you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll prove himself. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You know everything you were going to face before you face it. The Bible says that even the hairs of your head are numbered. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. Glory to him. He's all seeing. He's all knowing. And there's nothing that is to do. He knew what you was going to do before you did it. He knew what you was going to face before you faced it. Hallelujah. There's nothing that is too hard for him. And he has a way of escape for you. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just trust him. Everything that he's promised you, it won't return unto him, boy. Hallelujah. It won't return unto him, boy. I'm telling you today. It won't return unto him, boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. But the word of the Lord said, if you abide in me, hallelujah, if my word then you can ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
just trust him today.
Come on, girl.
Hallelujah. Trust him today, and I promise you he'll do it for you. Glory, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. He'll do it for you. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, there's somebody out there that's listening right now. We only have like about 5 more minutes left. Somebody out there right now who's listening to this powerful woman of God telling you to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. To trust in him to do it for you. To trust in no matter what it looks like. To trust in it no matter what it sounds like. I dare you to make a declaration before the Lord. Because his word will never turn your void. We're not going to trust him right now. Don't you know that today the topic was trust in the Lord so you can have whatever you like.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trust in the Lord. So you can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. It's an individual thing. Hallelujah. You need to be like Jacob and say, Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you ask me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go do it. I don't care what the enemy does. I'm not going to let you go unless you ask me. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I'm going to open up the phone lines to 3 people.
Oh,
hallelujah. I'm only have room for 3 people to talk to Evangelist Jean, give a word of encouragement, ask a question. And then after that, if you're in the area, in 3 more hours, we're going to be getting in just like this on tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday afternoon as well. Hallelujah. I want to open up the phone lines to area code 214, and your last 4 digits is 686381, and you're live on the air.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Caller, area code 214-6381, you're live on the air.
Oh, praise God. Bless the Lord. Give all honor to God, who is the head of my life. I truly bless the Lord for hearing what I heard today. I wish I could be there. I'm excited for just hearing it. You know, I thank the Lord. God is good. I truly bless the Lord for the reading of the word that you gave about David. You know, I bless God. You know that I know all it takes is just one rock to knock him down. You know, and that's what I've been working on, and I just thank God for it. Yeah, but God, He's good. He's good, and I just want to ask you, you know, the saints of God to just keep me, you know, in prayer, and Evangelist Tanya. Yeah, just I need that God to just keep me in your prayer, and that the Lord will take me higher. You know,
Amen. Everyone who's listening right now, this is Evangelist Jean Neville's auntie, Evangelist Tanya, and she's an awesome, powerful woman of God as well.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna get her on this show one day and let her give y'all truth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, next caller, I know what these are. These are the favorite twins of Benson Harbor. Next caller, you're live on the air, 325, area code 269.
Amen.
You're live on the air. Caller 269-325-4099.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We kind of missed the program. I mean, we kind of missed it. But at the end, we did hear some. And I thank God for that woman of God anyway, because anything she do, I like to encourage her.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The everyone is listening, tell them your name.
Oh, me?
Yeah, tell them your name. Well, I'm going to tell everybody your name for you. This is Prophetess Michelle Simpson. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last caller that we have for Live on the Air, and this is the greatest mother in the world. None other. Been on here a few times herself. Greater Liberty's own evangelist, Marcia Newsom. Hallelujah.
God bless you, my daughters in the Lord. I tell you, this just really lines up with the message that I brought on Sunday from John 5, where if we have confidence in God, whatever we ask, we know He hears. He hears so that He's going to receive and grant the petition that's gone up before Him. I just want to say to Sister Deshauna, you're doing a good job to Evangelist Neville. I know that you're in God's care. You have the love and the support of your church family as well as others. I am looking forward to this conference on the 3 days. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I haven't even had a because I'm looking so forward to it. God continue in the way of the Lord. And the blessings that God has for you are above anything you can think or imagine. And bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Nelson. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just want everybody to know on today that no matter what, you can trust in the Lord that you can have whatever you like. And read that scripture on tonight, 1 Kings 3:5-15. Meditate on it tonight. And trust in the Lord to give you whatever your heart desires. Hallelujah. Trust in Him that He only made you to do the job. And it shall be a performance. Embrace the King and Queen within. Celebrate who you are in God. Celebrate God because He is God. And just know that you are kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. And you should be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. And that you will move forward and won't be stopped. And there's something in your future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. And if you're a woman, Proverbs 11:16, New Living Translation says, beautiful women attain wealth. I just want you to know you're blessed by the best. Forget about the rest and walk in your royalty. I am your host, Associate Pastor Deshauna Wiley. I will be here next Friday at 3:30 p.m. I want to leave you with this, that you are walking in the anointing and power of the now Tim God, who's able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that's working in you. Be blessed. Agape. I will leave you with Mary, Mary, rain like Seattle. That's how we need the Holy Spirit to rain in our lives, just like it rains in Seattle. Agape!
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.